Coming off a huge series win against Alabama, this week Auburn softball is hosting the SEC tournament. We welcome in Tigers head coach Mickey Dean. Coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, it's been a heck of a 10 days for your Tigers. A huge series win over Alabama. Now you get ready to host all 13 teams in the Southeastern Conference. How much fun has it been to come to work here in the last week or two?
Yeah, it's been a special couple of days, you know, a special week or two because, you know, you get to win the series against your in-state rivalry. And then, you know, you get to host the SEC tournament and have everybody in town. And, you know, that won't happen again for about 16 years. And so that's a big deal.
Back-to-back series wins over Alabama, that's always a good thing in this part of the world. Coach, let's dive into that series. Game one, it was an early lead by your offense, and you combine that with a great effort from Matty Penta. It was a good night for your Tigers, and you held off a late Alabama run.
Yeah, we knew the entire series was going to be a tight series.
Yeah.
You know, if you looked at the numbers offensively, we mirrored each other. So it was really going to come down to defense, pitching, and then who could actually get the timely hits, you know. And we got them in the first game. They got them in the second game. We got it back in the third game. And we were able to win the series.
Well, and let's stay on the offense for a moment in game three. Amelia Leck, first and foremost, I mean, she had two huge home runs this weekend. And then you transition to Ax Milanowski, a kid who didn't really start seeing everyday playing opportunities until about a month ago. And, Coach, she's taking advantage of that opportunity and taking it by the horns.
Yeah, you know, I told Amelia, I said, that's the thing legends are made out of, you know, when you have two home runs in a series against Alabama. And, you know, And then, of course, she bunts for a hit her last at bat. So that's on her. And then Ax, you know, she's just had a great three-game series. I mean, she really did. Coaches talked about it. And Coach Carasone just said, hey, let's give her a shot and see what happens. Yeah. And so we did, you know. She had been looking good, and she had a great, great series. And then, of course, Annabelle. It was going to be a great matchup for her if she could do a couple of things. And she did those couple of things. And there was really no contest, to be quite, you know, and it's hard to say. But that's how good she was.
Well, and Annabelle, I asked her in the pregame, what were the emotions like getting the ball against an in-state rival, an Alabama kid from Hoover, Alabama? And she said at first she was questioning you a little bit to make sure it was the right decision, and then she got locked in. And, Coach, she immediately went back to that outing last year in Tuscaloosa when she got roughed up a little bit. How do you grade that approach and the maturity of Annabelle to take that on and to put her team on her back?
Well, that's great. You know, that's what happens when you get to the junior year. Things start to come together for you, not just physically but mentally.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a coach who works with pitchers, you get to that junior year, there's not a whole lot of changes. Mm-hmm. It's just more building and getting stronger. And she's done that this year. We haven't changed a whole lot. But she's done a nice job of building on her strengths and adding to her repertoire. I mean, she had a changeup, a rise ball. Mm-hmm. Her curveball, her backdoor curveball, they were all working. And she just let it go.
Big to get the final series win of the year, and big to do it against Alabama and to do it a week before the SEC tournament. Coach, this time of year, it's all about getting hot at the right time. How can a series win like that help you going into a single elimination tournament like the SEC tournament this week?
Well, like you said, it's about hot, but I like to use a different word. It's about that mental confidence, you know, to be able to do that the last series and go into the tournament. Mentally, it just puts you in a good position, in a good situation. And so that's something as a coach you have to say, phew, I don't have to work on that. Now it's just let's get them ready to play.
Thoughts on Auburn's side of the bracket? You come in as a 10 seed. You face the 7 seed Georgia. If you win that, you face the number 2 seed Florida Gators.
Man, it's the SEC. It just – you know, it's one pitch, one game at a time. You can look. Those middle 8 teams are separated by 2 games. So you show up, you play well, you got a chance.
Well, in the SEC tournament, looking at the bracket this year and talking to a lot of colleagues, coaches, and players, this is a year. This is one of those years that anybody could truly win. It doesn't matter. Yeah. What do you look forward to this weekend in this tournament?
Just the environment, yeah. The environment, and having it on our campus, and I just really want our kids to take it in, embrace it, and run with it. And I think if they do, they'll do great things.
Coach, appreciate it. Wish you all the best this week at the SEC tournament. War Eagle.
War Eagle.